We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This is very exciting. We have Scott Capurro on the phone with us, and he's actually joined our little Zoom meeting. So here,
hey, you guys.
Hey, Scott.
You all look all right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, you look okay. You don't look like you've, you know, got some problems and stuff.
Well, you saw me this weekend. I was a little under the weather. I mean, you saw me from, let's be specific, long distance away from me.
Yeah, and you look like hell. But
thanks.
Edson said, Edson said it was because you had allergies, and I'm like, yeah, it might be that. Although he's not a doctor, obviously.
Yeah, that's doctor, but it would be great if he was a doctor, wouldn't
he? He's not a doctor.
Yeah. But he did pass his. We found out another grade came through yesterday, and he passed that class as well.
Oh, good. Well, on his way to being a lawyer. This is amazing.
Yeah, I know. He's doing really well in his law exam. So we'll see about his third and final law exam grade, which will come in a couple of days. A few. Because we weren't sure, you know.
Well, everything's gone pass-fail now, right? So we don't know if he got a D-minus. We just know that he passed.
No, they give him an actual grade in the
UK. Oh, they do? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he is above average, Sarah. Thank you for assuming
fantastic.
He wasn't. But he's above average. Jesus, Sarah, that's so hostile. I know you've been ill, but for God's sake. So, yeah, he's...
I've seen the pictures of him in his underwear typing papers.
Yeah.
You know. And I hear what you say about him. So it's, you know, excuse me for not having that kind of faith.
No, seriously, it was a tough week. But a lot of students, apparently, a lot of his friends said they do the same. You know, they go to class all year and then... During finals week, they all freak out. So there was a lot of drama. And a couple of his friends might have not passed the course. Because, you know, Ebola and then the whole thing, it messed everything up, didn't it? You know?
Ebola.
In fact, I went out to dinner with my niece last night because it was her 21st birthday. So we had to go do something, right?
And, Liz's daughter is 21.
I know. Where did it all go? Oh,
I don't
here
know.
It is. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was
but
born.
Anyway, we
I knew you when she was born. Like, it's,
I
this
know.
Is incredible. I've known you too long. We have to break up.
I know.
So you are, if people didn't hear this last week, you've been doing nightly comedy on Instagram. Like, you're the king of Instagram now. But you have actually booked a physical gig in an actual location where people can go and mingle
far apart
from each other.
Yeah, Edson made me because we went up to Sonoma because we heard it was open and we had lunch at this place. And I'd done one show there before. Edson's like, you've got to do it. And the venue owner was really into it. I'm like, people are so nervous right now and I'm nervous.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if any comedians will do this with me. And I'm just like, it'll be fine. And they have the whole social distancing thing at this restaurant figured out. It's all figured out. And they've been serving food on the deck, outdoors, you know. And live performance outside can be tricky. But what can we do? I'm desperate. I need the attention. What can I do? I got to do it. I agreed. So, yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
So it's real and brand, correct?
Yes, real and brand. Are you going to come?
All right.
No. But I'm super excited for you.
She has coronavirus.
Yeah, I got coronavirus, turns out. Or allergies. One of those. But I don't want to pass those along to anybody.
You're allergic to corona. We're all allergic to corona, Sarah. We've all got the corona allergy thing. We're all allergic to it. Don't think you're special because I'm allergic to corona. We're all. It's bad for everybody, not just you, right?
Mostly me, though. Yeah, I can't go to that. I already got yelled at for leaving the house yesterday. So,
yeah. Well, but seriously, your best years are in your past. I think if you don't get out there, and if you don't enjoy what you have left, why not?
That's it. I'm cutting my hair off. The hell with it.
Well, seriously, get out there and love life. And I think you'd have a great old time. You know, they serve drinks outdoors, which is your favorite thing. Get boozed up on the deck. You do that at home anyway. So
I know, but the booze here, it feels free because I've already purchased it. And plus, then there's no drive home. Yeah, I totally support you getting back out there into the world, but I don't believe that I'll be going to that. But I can't wait to hear your report on how it went. Did people laugh? Was there camaraderie in the crowd? And
I know it's gonna be hard to get them to laugh with a mask on, but you know, it's like doing an old gig in a gay Halloween club. I used to do gigs on Halloween in gay clubs, and people come dressed up and you couldn't hear them laugh because they had things covering their faces or other stuff going on with their area. So yeah, this will be like that. It'll be kind of like that. Hey, yeah. Vinny, when are we gonna go surfing together? I got the wetsuit. I got it.
You already got it?
I bought one. Yeah.
Well, I don't believe you bought a wetsuit for surfing, though, did you?
Like you suggested, I bought one for as a triathlete, Vinny, as you know, I am. I bought a triathlete wetsuit, so we can go triathlete together. We can jog in our wetsuit, get all sweaty, and then jump in. What do you think?
That sounds good. I was curious, did you get the one with sleeves, or did you get the one that's more like a tank top?
Well, I like the one with the tank because, you know, I like that look on me. Mm-hmm. I was looking for one that was more like a tube top in the top and then, you know, like a bit of mesh on my belly because I'm ripped. And then the bottoms, but I couldn't find that.
Right.
So I got the full suit.
Right. I'm glad you did. You'll be warmer that way. You'll be glad that you did. You'll be able to swim longer. Good for you.
Did you get a little hat?
I'm going to get a little hat because Johnny told me about the company to go do a little hat at because he said the little hats are important. I'm so excited. Oh.
Because you can actually get a headache, he was saying, from how cold the water is. So you should,
really
protect your little head.
Yeah.
Keep your ears warm. Little,
and then you get the Velcro.
You're not going to go out there in the middle of winter. This is summer. You don't need the lid. You don't.
Well, it's pretty cold. You're correct. It will get colder in the winter, though. It really will. But I think, who knows with the gyms? Who knows if there'll be another wave of this? And then we have to go close the gyms again and stuff. So that's how I justified buying a wetsuit for me.
No, the wetsuit is good. The lid is, you're not going to be able to make the lid look good. Trust me. No one can. Yeah, they look dumb.
I don't know. I think you'll look like one of those guys in the full latex, submission suit. I think it's going to be a good look on you.
Oh, he'll look like, what do they call that guy?
The GIMP.
The GIMP.
Yeah.
I'll have the GIMP outfit. Should I cover my whole face and breathe out of a tube?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, get a tube, get the whole, right.
Nothing weird about that at all. I thought I might just wear a baseball cap and the wetsuit and then swim, do that stroke that Sarah does, where you don't really swim, but you do that, the paddling stroke.
You got to keep your head above the water and you're...
Yeah, with a little...
That's how I swim.
That'd be cute, right?
Yeah.
That'd be nice, yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
And then be out in the water. Hey, guys, from like 100 miles yards. Hey, guys. Hey. Hey, Vinny, do seals bite? Do seals bite or not?
I have heard the stories about this. I don't know if they're seals or sea lions.
They're sea lions.
Usually it's sea lions, but the ones in the bay can get a little frisky. I've heard that. I've never come across that. I have had them come very close to me, and some of them are huge.
Yeah.
So I won't discount the fear factor involved, but I've never had one nip me or come even close to putting their mouth on me, so I can't say that I've seen that.
Watermelon sugar.
I won't be nervous about it because you really can't see anything in the sea. You can't see anything.
Well, what I would suggest to you is just concentrate on your swimming and your exercise and forget about everything else because you won't be able to do anything to defend yourself until it
happens.
If
you die, you die. I mean, what?
Yeah. Well, that's what I said to you about the Ebola. So just come to the show, Sarah.
It just seems like a long drive.
Full circle. Good job.
Okay, everybody, every night at 8 o'clock, and actually throughout the day. And those are I actually think that if you subscribe to or follow Scott already at Scott Capurro, 1P, 2 R's, whole lot of love on Instagram every night at 8 o'clock. He does 10 minutes, but he does these live things throughout the day. And I swear to God, Instagram was invented for you. I can't get enough of them. And then on Saturday, you've been doing full shows, but that is going to come to an end? Or what?
Well, I don't know. We're going to do one this Saturday, and it's going to be sort of a compilation because I've been asked to do some stuff on Saturday night after this Saturday. But we may keep it going because we really enjoy the Saturday show, actually. I was so nervous about it originally, doing a full set on a in front of a mic with no audience, but now I sort of prefer it. And then Etzner reminded me, you've always wanted to sort of drive up in your limo, roll the window down, yell your jokes out, roll the window up and drive off. So now you've got that. I'm like, you're right. That's what this is. So
right.
Let's keep it going.
It's like you're living your best life. All right, Scott Capurro, yeah. Everybody. Thank you so much.
You guys look great.
Thank you.
You look great.
Thank you so much.
Well, we
Vinny,
feel
very nice
great,
to see you
too.
Too. It's been too long.
Nice to see you.
Hey, Bryn. See you soon.
Hey,
see
post soon, pictures Scott. Of you in your wetsuit, why don't you?
Oh, please
oh, all right.
Do that.
If I must.
Yes.
Thanks, Vinny. I will.
So you're going to do it?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Get those on your Instagram. The people need to see it.
And then I'll peel it slowly off. I'll do a little film with
you. Yeah. Do a whole live thing where you show how long it takes to get into it, how long it takes to get out of it.
Those are
a wrestling
that's got
match.
Fireworks all over the front of it, too. Like my Speedo, it looks like it's exploding. It's fantastic.
Do not wear that under your wetsuit.
No Speedo?
Definitely wear it. Definitely.
No, you go naked under a wetsuit. You do not wear anything under there.
All right. That adds a different element to it. Okay,
does
great.
It?
Perfect. Thank you. Thanks for that. Vinny said I could, you guys. What are you looking at?
You don't all wear right. anything under your wetsuit. You
have
just
you
go
been
nude.
Wearing stuff under there?
A little Speedo because I've had to peel off at the beach, you know? So, yeah.
Well, but now you've got an excuse to just be naked.
Just go to Macy's in the wetsuit and then say, I'm going for a swim, so do you have any socks? I could do that. I could just wear it all day long, right? All day.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. Thanks, Scott. Have a great
thank
day.
You guys.
Instagram, follow Scott.
One too many.
Just, you know, if only we could have stopped it. I'm out of time. Here we go. Metallica, they're working on a new album over Zoom during lockdown. Apparently in the last 4 weeks, they've been trading musical ideas back and forth, and they're working on some kind of lockdown album. So, you know, this is the new way we're making music, and Metallica's like, yeah, all right, we'll do that too. Quarantining. This is a group of stories for Vinny, because as soon as I said that Kelly Clarkson was getting a divorce, he was like, I bet you it's because of quarantine. And turns out, you are ding, ding, correct, sir.
Right.
Quarantining apparently exacerbated the breakup of Kelly Clarkson and her husband, Brandon Blackstock. There were already problems. And they said, we'll do this and we'll work on our relationship. And then you throw in four kids and no other interactions and it's over.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to blame their kids because that's not right. By any stretch of the imagination, but I have a feeling that played a role. Quarantining as a couple with kids and only having, I mean, your whole focus ends up being that. So they probably thought they might have a minute to work on their relationship and realized there's nobody's got time or energy for us after we've finished with the kids. You know
they
what
say,
I mean?
Yeah, they say, because they were in Montana with their four kids and just trying to, let's, you know, family time. This will be
I read
great.
It, too, and was like, they're in a huge ranch. I was like, you guys have it made compared to everybody else, but
you can
okay.
just let the kids out into the world. Go find a creek to play in. It'll be fine. Yeah, if they can't make it work, nobody can. So, yes, the pandemic broke up, helped, was a factor.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they would have broken up anyway, just hastened the end.
Well, no, I think what I read in the article was that they both work a ton. So they were able to stay busy and they've got people helping them with their kids and they barely had time to sort of connect in the middle. That's pretty normal, I think. And if you're okay with that, then great. Then there's a good marriage. But being at home and realizing, wow, we haven't been a couple for a long time.
Yeah, they're saying it was nearly impossible to enjoy each other, especially with the children needing constant attention. Source says there were already problems, but quarantining in Montana with four kids made everything worse. So,
yep.
Sorry to hear it. I hate when anybody breaks up. I want everyone to find everlasting love. But look, relationships are work, and sometimes the one outweighs the other. Yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. You're not paying me enough. Adam Schlesinger, who is the Fountains of Wayne guy, he was one of the early deaths from the coronavirus here in the States. It's already out, so if you want to listen to it today, feel free. But there is an all-star tribute album. It came out, I want to say it came out like Tuesday. We'll listen to some of the tracks from it tomorrow. It's called Saving for a Custom Van. It's an all-star tribute, and it benefits COVID-19 relief. So if you were into this guy, Sarah Silverman, Rachel Bloom, Not a Surf, Ted Leo, they all contributed to this 31-track album. There's obviously a long list of people who are on this with 31 tracks. He died April 1st at the age of 50.
31?
Yeah, 31 different tracks.
Wow.
I have a full track listing here, and all just, I mean, a zillion. Most of these songs I never even heard of, and I guess a lot of them, he did a lot of TV and movie music. So not necessarily stuff that would have come out, you know, on the radio or on an album. There is a rework of Stacy's Mom into a jazzy cabaret track.
Oh, boy.
Rachel Bloom does that one.
Anyway. Rachel Bloom, I believe, is the girl that does the voice on Trolls World Tour and does the singing on a few of the songs. I'm pretty sure that's who that is. Right, Bryn?
Yes, right? I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's also the co-creator and executive producer and star of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which I guess he did a lot of music for. So there's a bunch of that stuff. So anyway, we'll spend more time with this tomorrow, but I wanted to let you know that it's a benefit album and it's already out. It's called Saving for a Custom Van. And if you are interested in this, you already own it if you stream. So you can check it out or wait for us to go through it a little bit tomorrow. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Unemployment news is getting better. And there's a story out of Nebraska, Bryn.
Oh. Omaha.
Yeah, get that ready. And more after these. There you go. All right.
Somewhere in Middle America. All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.